弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们又平安过一个星期。
Thanks to the grace of God that we're able to pass by this week peacefully.
我们现在又能够聚集在教会来准备我们的心进入神祝福的安息日。
And that we're able to get together again at church to prepare our hearts welcome another Sabbath day.
这是主耶稣的应许，让我们在他的真道里面可以真的得到安息。
This is a promise of our Lord Jesus that we will be able to receive rest in His truth.
所以每一周的安息日对我们来说都非常的重要。
And so the Sabbath every week to us is very important.
让我们可以学习真理。
It allows us to study the truth.
让我们可以反省我们的生活。
And it allows us to examine our lives.
可以重新调整我们生活的目标。
And also readjust the goals in our life.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈传扬真福音的仆人。
Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to talk about the servant that preaches the true gospel.
我们从星期二开始教会读经在读加拉太书。
Starting on Tuesday, the Bible reading schedule, we started reading the book of Galatians.
这是我们教会读经进度从2013年开始到加拉太书就读完一遍了。
Starting from the year 2013, when we reached the book of Galatians, we have finished reading the entire book of the Bible.
所以等到我们读完加拉太书的时候，我们过去这三年多把圣经逐章的读过。
And so by the time we finish reading the book of Galatians, we will have finished the whole entire Bible chapter by chapter in the last three and some years.
所以从四月四号开始，下个星期一开始，就是另外一个循环。
So starting on April 4th, which is next Monday, it will be another cycle.
那我们继续的把圣经读一次两次，一直读到我们非常的熟练神的话语。
So let's continue to read the Bible once or twice, and until we're very familiar with the words of God.
我们就会发现主耶稣基督的这个真福音到底有多宝贵。
Then we will realize how precious this true gospel of our Lord Jesus is.
加拉太书是保罗所写的书信。
The book of Galatians is an epistle written by Apostle Paul.
一开头就说，做使徒的保罗他跟与他一切同在的弟兄写信给在加拉太的各教会。
Ever since the beginning of the book, it says Paul, an apostle with the other brothers and sisters, have written this epistle to the churches in Galatia.
所以作者就是使徒保罗写的。
So the author is the apostle Paul.
他对象就是给在加拉太的众教会。
And the recipient is the churches in Galatia.
那他的时间应该是保罗第一次传福音给第一次的宣道旅程结束之后所写的。
And the time should be after Paul had finished his first missionary journey, and then he wrote this epistle.
所以如果对照《使徒行传》的记录
，So if we compare it with the recordings in the Book of Acts,
《使徒行传》第十四章第二十八节保罗他宣道旅程结束的时候就回到安提阿去了。
In Acts chapter 14, verse 28, after Paul had finished his missionary journey, he went back to the city of Antioch.
这个时候的这个时间点大概在公元49年左右。
And this time frame was about 49 AD.
那是加拉太的各教会是保罗在第一次宣道旅程当中所建立的。
And the churches in Galatia was established by Paul during his first missionary trip.
那是在逼迫患难当中他把福音传给他们。
And it was during persecution that he preached the gospel to them.
那当时候的门徒也非常欢喜的接待保罗，也领受了这个得救的福音。
And the disciples at that time, they welcomed Paul with a glad heart, and also they were able to receive this gospel.
在加拉太的众教会，他们大部分的人都是外邦人，都是本来在拜偶像的，现在听了福音来归信耶稣基督。
And most of the believers in the churches in Galatia were Gentiles. They were worshiping idols originally, but then now they have turned to worship the Lord Jesus.
可是当保罗他 旅程结束回到安提亚之后，他得到一个很震惊的消息。
But after Paul had finished his missionary trip, after he went back to Antioch, he received a very shocking news.
所以第一章的第六节就说，他怎么你们这么快就离开了那借基督之恩招你们的去从别的福音呢？
And that's why in chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
所以表示说，这个教会建立不久就有异端去影响众信徒的信心。
So it told us that not long after the church was established, there rose heresies that influenced the faith of the believers.
那这个是他跟他们后来所听到的跟保罗一开始所传的不一样。
And this was because what they heard later on was different from what Paul preached to them.
那当然，这个消息是一定是辗转的，后来又传到保罗的耳中来了。
And so, of course, this information was passed on to different people, and finally, it reached Paul.
那不但这个福音被更改了，连他们信徒对保罗的态度也变了。
And so not only was this gospel changed, the attitude of the believers towards Paul also changed.
他们本来对保罗是非常的尊敬的。
They were respectful of Paul in the beginning.
如果看第四章的第十二节开始。
If we read starting from verse 12 in chapter 4.
所以在第四节他特别提到说，当时候众教会接待他像接待神的使者，像主耶稣基督一样的。
In verse 14, he said that the churches and the believers received him as receiving the Christ Jesus.
可是后来，他们就把保罗怎么开始质疑起他的身份，甚至把他当作敌人了。
But then later on, they started doubting Paul's identity or status, and even treated him as an enemy.
就是说，好像他们不相信保罗的身份，接下去也就质疑他所传的福音了。
Because they did not believe the status of Paul, and so they started to doubt the gospel that he preached to them.
他们那时候得到一个信息，就是好像光是信耶稣还不能得救，没有把握。
At that time, they received this message that just believing in Jesus Christ was not enough.
当时候有一些坚持要守律法的人，他们说要受割礼，要守节期，要先成为犹太人才能够真的得救。
At that time, there was a group of people who told them that they need to receive circumcision, and they also need to observe all the feasts and festivals to become a Jew before they can be saved.
第三章的第三节特别说，他们想要靠肉身得到成全，得到完全。
In verse 3 of chapter 3, it specifically told us that they want us to be made perfect by flesh.
就是按照他们的肉体要有割礼的记号。
Which means according to the flesh, they need to have the mark of circumcision.
那他们需要守节期。
And they also need to observe the feasts and the festivals.
就是要各种节日各种律法的规条他们要遵守。
Which meant that they need to observe all the ordinances of the law and all the feasts.
所以这些观念呢，就影响了信徒他们的对救恩的看法。
And so these ideas and concepts influenced the view of salvation of the believers.
那这个时候，保罗他就很紧张了。
And so at this time, Paul became very nervous.
他很害怕他所建立的教会所传的这个福音，最后变成白忙一场。
Paul was very worried that the gospel that he preached and also the church that he established, in the end, he had worked in vain.
所以他回到安提亚之后，他马上就要解决这个问题。
And so after he arrived at Antioch, he wanted to solve this issue.
所以他针对当时候教会的需要，他写了这封信。
So according to the needs of the church at the time, he wrote this letter.
他要强调什么叫真的福音。
He wanted to emphasize what is the true gospel.
他要再一次的去证明谁才是真正的使徒，是基督的仆人。
He wanted to once again affirm who is the true servant of God and who is the true apostle.
然后他就再一次的教导门徒如果是接受了真福音的人，最后会有什么样的生活表现
？And then he taught the believers, the disciples of people who have received the true gospel of what kind of life they would lead.
那这个就是加太书的三个主题。
And so these are the three topics in the book of Galatians.
第一章、第二章呢， 他强调保罗他自己使徒的身份是主耶稣基督真正的仆人。
Chapters 1 and 2, Paul was emphasizing that this status that he has, this apostleship that he has, this is the true mark of the servant of God.
他之所以成为使徒跟一般的另外12个使徒是不一样的。
And the process of him becoming an apostle was different from the other 12.
他所领受的这个道理不是从人教导来的。
The gospel, the word that he received did not come from the teachings of men.
他对他所传的非常有把握。
He was very sure of what he was preaching.
他所领受是直接从主耶稣基督启示来的。
He said what he was preaching was directly from the Lord by revelation.
不是去从什么人学来的二手货。
And he did not learn it second hand from any man.
他所传的一开始就是绝对正确的。
Whatever he was preaching, ever since the beginning, it was true.
所以他要强调他自己本身这个基督的使徒的身份是绝对可靠。
And so he wanted to emphasize the assurance of his apostleship of Christ, from Christ.
因为如果他的身份被质疑，接下来他所传的福音就不可靠了。
Because if his apostleship was being questioned, then the gospel that he was preaching was not firm.
第二个主题。
The second big topic.
他先解明自己这个使徒身份之后，他就要强调他所传的福音到底是多正确。
After explaining or confirming his apostleship, he wanted to explain the accuracy of his gospel.
他说明什么叫做因信称义的道理。
He explained the truth of justification by faith.
他说明神这个救恩的计划是怎么安排的。
And he explained this mystery of salvation plan of God.
他把那个当时候这些坚持律法主义的人，他们很尊重亚伯拉罕这个例子拿出来讲。
He talked about the example of Abraham, which was respected by this group of people who emphasized on the law.
让他们了解说亚伯拉罕在什么时候被神称为义人。
So that they would understand at exactly what time that God called Abraham righteous.
被神称义是因为相信神所讲的话。
He was called righteous by God because he believed in the words of God.
不是行割礼，不是行律法。
It wasn't because he was circumcised, nor was because he followed the law.
是因为先相信神的话语。
It was because he first believed in the words of God.
然后他就照神的话去有了割礼这个记号在身上。
And then, according to the words of God, he followed the mark of circumcision.
所以真正的那个被称义是因为相信来的。
And so he was called righteous because he believed.
这样的一个救恩的信息远在亚伯拉那个时代神就已经安排好的。
And such message of salvation was already planned by God during the time of Abraham.
所以他现在强调这个信息，这个耶稣基督的救恩非常重要，他是救赎我们的。
So now he emphasized the importance of this salvation plan of Jesus Christ, that he is the one that saves us.
如果我们认清在基督里面得到神儿子的这个真正身份。
And if we are able to distinguish our status as the sons of God,
我们才是真正亚伯拉罕的蒙借着应许所剩下来的子孙。
Then we truly are the promised descendants of Abraham.
那才真正能够承受产业。
Then we are the true heirs of the inheritance of God.
那将来也才可以有永生的盼望。
And then in the future have this hope of eternal life.
所以第三章第四章他就在强调什么叫做真正的福音呢。
And so in chapters 3 and 4 he was emphasizing what is this true gospel.
好，那接下去有了这个福音之后，
And after we have this true gospel,
也就是说我们相信了，
which means that after we have believed,
我们在神面前被称义成为神的儿女了，
after we are justified in the eyes of God, are called the sons of God,
我们就得到真正自由，已经脱离了这个律法的限制。
And then we have truly received this liberty in Christ.
因为耶稣叫救赎，所以就不再被罪辖制。
And because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we're no longer bounded by sin.
所以我们就得到在基督里面得到真正的自由。
And therefore we receive this true liberty in Christ.
有真正的自由之后，接下去一定要过成圣的圣洁的生活。
And after we have this liberty in Christ, then we must lead a life of holiness.
所以 真正得救的人，
and so those who are truly saved,
他一定会行在主的道上，
they will definitely walk in the truth of God.
他们一定可以顺服圣灵的带领，
they will for sure be able to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一定有在生活上有良好的行为来证实他们生命的改变，
and for sure they will have good examples in their life, to show this transformation in their life.
所以他就强调说，诶，我们现在接下去的生活应该是怎样过的？
And then so Paul started to emphasize what kind of life we ought to have.
我们一定要能够活出一个基督的形象来。
We have to live an image of Christ.
要让基督真的成形在我们的心里。
And we must let this image of Christ be formed in our hearts.
让众人可以看得到。
So that all the people can see this.
所以我们是圣洁的。
Because we're holy,
我们是有爱心的。
We have love,
我们是公义的。
And we are righteous.
然后呢，我们真的是活出耶稣基督，因为主的生命在我们身上。
And truly, indeed, we live out Jesus Christ because His life is in us.
所以第五章、第六章，他就在强调什么叫做成圣的生活。
And that's why in chapters 5 and 6, he's emphasizing what it means to lead a life of holiness.
所以从哥林多太书，我们看到保罗他对真理哈非常的坚持。
And so from the book of Galatians, we can see that Paul was very insistent on the truth.
他对那个异端、那个假的师父啊是非常严厉，一点都不妥协的。
And he was very harsh and very strict on the false teachers and the people who were preaching heresies.
加太书对我们来说非常的关键，很重要。
The book of Galatians is very important to us.
因为这个就是我们对我们基本信仰的坚持的态度，应该要把握住的。
Because this is the attitude that we ought to hold on to towards our basic beliefs.
可是另一方面，哎，保罗这个人又是非常温柔。
But at the same time, Paul is very gentle.
他又告诉我们说，我们对那些偶尔被过犯所胜的人，一定要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
He tells us that we must bring back those who are overtaken in any trespass.
所以第六章的第一节，他特别强调说，哎，弟兄姐妹在互动的时候，一定要有这个温柔谦卑的心态。
And in chapter 6, verse 1, he talks about the brothers and sisters when we're interacting with each other, we need to have this humble attitude.
所以这个对真理的坚持跟对弟兄姐妹这个有爱心、有温柔的态度，这两方面对我们来说非常重要。
And so this insistence on the truth and also the attitude of gentleness towards brothers and sisters are very important to us.
你看我们今天我们需要在教会里面有属灵的同伴。
Today we need to have spiritual companions in the church.
我们每一个人都要互相的关心。
And we need to care for one another.
我们要有主的爱来怜悯其他人。
And we need to have the love of the Lord to have mercy on the other people.
但是有爱心，却不可以说可以包容异端的存在。
But to have love does not mean that we also compromise the truth.
所以你看保罗他对这个传异端的人他非常的严厉的，很一点不客气的。
And so we see that Paul was very strict and very harsh on those who were preaching heresies.
然后他就提醒信徒说，哎，你要怎么去判断这个传异端的人到底是怎么样的人呢？
And he also reminded the believers how they can distinguish someone who is preaching heresy.
有时候这个传异端的人他讲的是似是而非， 不小心哦，你还会真的被他骗了。
Sometimes the people who are preaching heresies are speaking half truths, and if we're not careful, we will be deceived.
就像加拉太书里面所讲的道理一样。
Just like the message in the book of Galatians.
因为当时候有些人他们觉得说光信耶稣还不够啊。
Because at that time there was a group of people who believed that it was not enough to just believe in Jesus Christ.
他们说那个旧约里面所讲的这些律法应该照着做才对啊。那不是更保险吗？
They believe that the laws that was written in the Old Testament should be followed because that is it gives us more assurance.
听起来好像对啊。
And it sounds correct.
但其实是错误的。
But indeed it was wrong.
因为这样子把主耶稣基督的那个救恩的这个功效把它拉下来了。
Because it actually lowered the effectiveness of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
把这个人的努力、律法的功用把它往上抬到跟福音一样的重要。
And it actually elevated the efforts of men and also the law to be just as important as the gospel.
现在问题就是说，为什么会有人会特别要强调这个律法的重要呢？
And the problem arises as to why was there a group of people who was emphasizing on the importance of the law?
是因为这个传异端的人他们有一个特质。
Because those people who were preaching heresies, they have this special characteristic.
他们其实是要分化教会的。
Because they wanted to divide the church.
所以四章的第十七节
And so chapter 4, verse 17,
这个时候保罗特别提到了。
At this time, Paul said specifically,
四章十七节说, 这些, 那些人呢, 热心待你们, 却不是好意的, 是要离间你们, 叫你们热心待他们。
In verse 17, they zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you, that you may be zealous for them.
那表示说, 你看, 这些传异端人, 他们其实最后让教会跟工人之间, 就产生不信任, 就分化。
It tells us that this group of people who were preaching heresies wanted to divide the church so that the believers would have doubts about the workers of God, and in the end, the church would be divided.
那这些传异端人其实是别有用心, 他是有另外的企图的。
And this group of people that was preaching the heresy, they actually had another agenda.
其实他们真正所在意的是他们自己本身的利益。
What they really cared about was their own profit. What they wanted was to receive the praises of man. The people who were preaching heresies would not care about the heart of God.
所以你看这个时候保罗就提醒信徒说要有智慧去判别。
And so Paul reminded the believers that they need to have wisdom to be able to distinguish.
那保罗你看他对这些传异端人他很严呢。
And we see that Paul was very harsh towards this group of people who was preaching heresy.
比如说你现在看第五章的第十节。
For example, if we turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
第九节好了。
Let's read verse 9.
这个异端呢会像一点笑使全团都发起来。
This heresy is like a little leaven that will leaven the whole lump.
第十节是说。
Verse 10.
他说那个搅扰你们的, 不管是谁, 一定会担当他自己的罪。
In verse 10, it says that whoever troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is.
那对这种人, 第12节说, 恨不得那些搅扰你们人, 把自己也割绝了。
And in verse 12, he said, I wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off.
所以你就看到说, 诶, 保罗他对这个真理的部分的话, 非常在意的。
And so we can see that Paul really cared about this part of the truth.
那所以你看我们今天在读加太书哈。
And so today, when we are reading the book of Galatians,
如果照进度，事实上是读第四章的。
If we do according to schedule, we are reading chapter 4 today.
那第四章，你看他一直在强调这个因信称义的道理。
And in chapter 4, he kept on emphasizing this message of justification by faith.
好，因为义人因信得生。
Because the righteous will live by faith.
我们的这个恩典是从主耶稣基督来的。
Our grace comes from the Lord Jesus.
我们今天之所以能够有一个新的身份，有盼望，不是因为我们有什么好行为。
And the reason that we have this hope today and this status is not because we have any good behavior.
真的是因为耶稣基督救赎我们。
It's because the Lord Jesus saves us.
所以其实加太书啊，有人说就是罗马书的那个简单版。
And so some people say that the book of Galatians is actually a simplified version of the book of Romans.
他用浓缩的方式去强调为什么是因着耶稣基督被救的。
Because it talks about in a shorter version of why we're saved by the Lord Jesus.
就是因为有信心，因为我们愿意遵照耶稣的指示，我们可以在神面前有被称义的身份。
It is because we have faith and because we're willing to follow the commands of God, and that's why we have the status of being righteous.
虽然它是那个简单版，但是那个保罗在加拉太书的那个口气比在罗马书严厉多了。
Even though this is a shorter version, but the tone that Paul was using in this book was much harsher than the book of Romans.
因为他要坚持什么叫真福音呢?
Because he wanted to emphasize what is this true gospel.
所以你看第一章,
And so if we read chapter 1,
第一章第八节,
chapter 1, verse 8,
他现在对这些传异端的人, 他说, 不论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们跟我们所传给你们的不同，他就应该被咒诅。
He says, even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
好，这个是对传福音的人讲的。
This is 传假的福音的人。 This is talking about those who were preaching the false gospel.
那对加太书的信徒来说呢？
And towards the believers in the churches of Galatia,
你看保罗不是只有针对那些假师傅而已哦。
He was not only talking to the false teachers.
他现在这一封信里面，他对这些加太的信徒哦，很不客气的。
He was also very rude, almost rude to the believers in Galatia.
第三章的第一节，你看。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
他说：“哈，无知的迦太人呐、啊，基督耶稣钉十字架已经活在你们眼前，谁又迷惑你们了呢
？”He says, "Foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified."
你就表示说，哎，这个。传福音当然是有错，传这个异端当然是不应该的。
So it tells us that of course those who were preaching heresies was wrong.
但是听信这个假的福音异端的人、哦、真的也应该要被责备。
But also, those people who actually listen to the heresies should be reprimanded as well.
他说怎么会这么容易就被迷惑，怎么这么无知呢
？How can you be so foolish and be so easily influenced？
然后他就用一个他们亲身经历过的这种信仰体验来叫他们想一想看。
And then, so he talked about a very real experience that they have experienced to make them think about this.
就是三章第二节说，你们受圣灵到底是行律法还是听信福音呢、啊、
？Which is in verse 2 that talks about, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
所以保罗他讲话很直接的。
So Paul was quite direct in the way he was talking.
想想看你得圣灵到底是怎么来的。
He said, think about how you received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵不是就是因为简单的相信哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，然后神就赐给我们吗
？When you received the Holy Spirit, wasn't it because you simply believed and Jesus Christ gave it to you?
我们就跟主耶稣求啊。
We just need to ask the Lord.
我们就祈求主耶稣基督照他的应许实现在我们身上而已啊。
And we just ask the Lord Jesus to give us this promise.
哦，所以。得圣灵这件事情不是这么简单，每一个人都有体验吗
？And so, isn't receiving the Holy Spirit something that is so simple that all of them have this experience?
那怎么还会被人家骗了呢
？And then, so how can you still be deceived?
哦，所以他就一点不客气啊。
And so he was not courteous at all.
你看到第四章的时候
，If we continue to read till chapter 4,
第四章。那第十六节、啊、
，Chapter 4, verse 16.
他说：“如今我把真理告诉你们，就成了你们的敌人嘛。”
He says, "Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?"
哦，所以那个保罗他对当时候信徒的那个态度突然转变，他觉得很讶异。
And so the attitude that Paul had towards the believers at that time was also different. He changed because he was quite shocked.
那表示那时候弟兄姐妹对保罗那种态度啊、口气各方面啊都。跟以前截然不同了。
And so it also tells us that the attitude of the believers towards Paul was very different from the beginning.
就当时候那个信徒之间教会里面那个和谐、那个喜乐都不见了。
The harmony and also the joy that was in the church disappeared.
我们就看到这个假的福音对教会所带来的冲击跟那个大的影响，很负面的。
And we see this false gospel, this heresy, the impact it has on the church.
可是另外一面，保罗他又表现出非常的温柔来。
On the other hand, Paul is very gentle.
他对这样的一个信仰的这种偏离、哦、他心里面很难过。
He was filled with sorrow regarding this going astray of the truth.
所以第十九节，四章十九节。
And so chapter 4, verse 19.
他说：“我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。”
He says, "My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you."
你看他那这个时候那种心情，就像很温柔的母亲一样。
And so we see that his heart is just like a very gentle mother.
他因为要再一次的受苦，把这个这些信徒把他拉拔长大，他真的可以。长大成熟
Because he has to go through suffering again to raise up the believers so that they would be mature.
哦，这个就是在加拉太书里面他所强调这个福音的这个这个真正的这个主耶稣基督救恩。
And so these are the things that the book of Galatians are emphasizing about Jesus Christ's true gospel.
那这个就是这个神的仆人他所应该有的态度。
And also the attitude that the servant of God should have.
那在这个加拉太书里面呢、啊，除了这个因信称义之外、啊、
So in the book of Galatians, apart from the message of justification by faith,
我们看到保罗哦，他现在一直在强调主耶稣基督的十字架。
We see that Paul emphasizes over and over the cross of Jesus Christ.
他二章的二十节，他提到。
In chapter 2, verse 20, it says,
他说我已经跟基督同钉十字架了。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不是我，是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
第三章的第一节说
chapter 3 verse 1
说基督耶稣钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前了。
Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
所以这个这样一个信息，当时候弟兄姐妹很清楚，可是他们被那个异端把他迷糊了。
And so this message was very clear to the believers at the time, but they were confused by the heresy.
那这些传异端的人呢，他们就一直要抹杀主耶稣钉十字架的这个道理。
And the group of people that was preaching the heresy wanted to keep on getting rid of this truth regarding the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
基督钉十字架有它的用意的。
Because there was a purpose of the crucifixion.
第十一节说。
Verse 11 it says.
对不起，五章十一节。
Sorry, chapter 5 verse 11 it says.
保罗说，我如果还是传割礼，还是传旧约和律法，那这样十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Verse 11 it says, if I still preach circumcision, if I still preach the law, then the offense of the cross has ceased.
那表示十字架一定要把要会把一些有些人很坚持的东西把它钉上去。
And so it also tells us that the cross is actually nailing some concepts that people have, that some people hold on to.
那这个就是那个律法的观念。
And here it was talking about the concept of law.
所以这个一些束缚、一些捆绑我们人的这些规条，已经被主耶稣把它放在十字架上了。
The law that was putting
man 跟着主耶稣已经在十字架上面了。
The law that was putting man under bondage, that was restricting man, had followed the Lord Jesus and been crucified on the cross.
你看到第五章二十四节哈。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 24.
你看他这里说，凡属基督耶稣人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。
Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
那表示现在在十字架上钉上去的，还要包括我们的肉体的邪情私欲。
And so it tells us that what is also crucified on the cross is our fleshly passions and desires.
你给我看六章的第十二节。
If we read chapter 6 verse 12.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Verse 12, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
钉十字架是要受苦的。
To be nailed on the cross means we have to suffer.
这个十字架，钉十字架包括我们每一个人自己。
And to be nailed on the cross include all of us, ourselves.
第十四节他接着说。
So that's why in verse 14 he continues to say,
我不以别的夸口，只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
I should boast nothing except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
By whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
哦，所以你看他在加拉太书里面强调，这个钉十字架到底是谁应该被钉啊？
And so in the book of Galatians, he also emphasizes on this crucifixion as to who should really be crucified.
这是真正的福音呢。
This is the true gospel.
要钉十字架的包括我们自己。
We ourselves need to be crucified.
要跟主耶稣基督这个自我，这个我要钉在十字架上。
Ourselves need to be crucified on the cross.
这就是主耶稣说的，跟随他人要舍己，要背他的十字架跟从他。
And that is what Jesus told us, that those who desire to follow him must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow him.
所以这个真福音一定是包括把我们这个自我的观念把它定实，然后能够以神耶稣基督的心为心。
And so this true gospel means that we need to crucify ourselves on the cross and have the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个十字架要定上，要把我们自己的这个肉体的情欲把它定实。
This cross needs to be, we need to nail our desires onto this cross.
所以我们已经，我们的肉体已经跟着耶稣基督死在十字架上，我们现在活着是新的人了。
And so our fleshly body had already been crucified with the Lord Jesus on the cross, and now we live as a new creation.
十四节，六章十四节说的，这个世界也要把它钉十字架。
Chapter 14, verse 14, it tells us that this world need to be crucified.
所以表示我们今天生活的目标，整个应该是为耶稣基督活着。
It tells us that our life, the goals in our life, we need to be living for Christ.
那这个就是他里面一直要强调的这个 真正的福音所带来的改变。
And that is the effect of the true gospel that should have on our life.
真正的福音是要改变我们的生命。
True gospel is to change our lives.
是要改造我们的生活。
It is to transform our lives.
让我们整个人生的目标，我们的价值观念都跟耶稣基督一样。
So that our whole life and our values in this life is according to the Lord Jesus.
所以真正的福音不是要叫我们在这个世界上好好的去争得一席之地，能够享受这个世界。
So the true gospel is not to teach us to really compete in this world to fight for some position in this world.
而是真的跟随耶稣的脚踪。
But to truly follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus.
能够真的到处去传扬福音。
And to be able to preach the gospel everywhere.
能够让神的心意满足。
And that God's heart will be satisfied.
所以当我们这样做的时候，
When we do likewise,
其实我们就是有这个真正出于信心产生的行为的。
Then we truly have this action that is brought about by our faith.
所以加拉太书他所讲的这个信心呢？
And so this faith that the book of Galatians talks about,
它跟雅各书的信心是互相为有关联的。
Is complementary to the faith that is mentioned in the book of James.
所以你看，有人就会觉得说，好像雅各书跟加拉太书或者罗马书讲的道理有冲突，其实没有冲突。
And so some people feel like the message in the book of James is contradictory to the message in the book of Romans and Galatians, but in actuality, it does not.
我们因着信心，因着相信耶稣基督被称义的。
Because of our faith, because of believing in Jesus Christ, we are called righteous.
我们接下来我们就有一个实际上生活的改变。
And then following that, we have a real transformation in our lives.
这个改变就是我们结出果子来。
And this change or this transformation is the fruit that we bear.
就是真的为耶稣基督活着了。
Which is to live for Jesus Christ.
对这个世界对我们来说就不会再有那么强的吸引力，跟外邦人一样了。
And so this world no longer has such a strong attraction to us and make us become just like the Gentiles.
所以真正的福音真的是要拯救世人脱离黑暗的世界。
And so the true gospel truly saves people, deliver them from the dark world.
所以这个福音是什么？
So what is this true gospel?
如果我们用一节圣经来概括它。
If we use just one verse to describe it,
这个就是加拉太书第一章的第四节所说的。
Then that is recorded in chapter 1 of Galatians in verse 4.
第一章第四节说，基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age.
他提到主耶稣基督他来到人间的这个是神的计划。
He mentioned that the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world was according to the will of God.
这个救恩不是偶然出现的。
And this salvation did not come out of nowhere.
救恩是由耶稣基督来传扬的。
The salvation was proclaimed by the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督照着神的计划，时候满足的时候被女子所生。
According to the will of God, Jesus Christ, in the timely manner was born by a woman into this world.
他进入人间为了要完成天父的旨意。
He entered into this world in order to fulfill the will of God.
就是救这个对世人救赎的这个计划。
Which was to fulfill this plan of salvation of mankind.
那为了要完成这个救恩，主耶稣基督他说为我们的罪舍己，他把自己的生命舍上。
And in order to complete the salvation, Jesus Christ gave himself up.
所以主耶稣基督他进入人间不是来享受生活。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ did not enter into this world to enjoy life,
而是来担当我们的罪,
but to bear our sins.
以一个无罪的是完全的义人来替罪人受刑罚。
He who was sinless was condemned and judged by the sinful.
靠着神的这个加给的力量，很勇敢的把自己的生命献在十字架上。
According to the strength that God had given him, he bravely gave up his life on the cross.
然后这个他主耶稣的这个救赎让我们脱离魔鬼的辖制，不怕死亡。
And because of this salvation of Jesus Christ, we are delivered from the bondage of Satan and we no longer fear death.
所以主耶稣为我们的罪舍己了。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins.
带给我们真正的自由了。
And this had brought true liberty to us.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节说，儿女既有既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，都要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Inasmuch then as the children have partake of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
第十五节说, 并要释放那一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And 15, verse 15 says, release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
所以主耶稣基督为我们的罪舍己之后, 他要救我们脱离魔鬼跟这个罪恶的辖制。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ, after he gave up himself for us, for our sins, he will deliver us from the bondage of Satan.
我们就不再受这个魔鬼的控制了，不在他的权下了。
So we no longer are under the control and the bondage of Satan.
主耶稣基督用从死里复活证明他是生命的主。
Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, has proven that he is the Lord of life.
他让我们一个新的生命。
And he gives us this new life.
活在这一个很黑暗的世代里。
And to live in this world.
可是我们却又不属这个世界。
But yet we do not belong in this world.
所以这个福音要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
And so this gospel will deliver us from this present evil age.
所以福音，真正的福音是要让我们
So the true gospel is to give us new life.
要让我们像活在光明当中一样的。
So that we will be living in the light.
我们不再活在这个罪恶当中了。
We will no longer be living in sin.
不活在这个顺服肉体的情欲的这个生活里面了。
And we will no longer be living in a life where we are bound by our desires.
所以那个这个就是 这个神的仆人应该要去做的事。
And so these are the things that that a servant of God ought to do.
就是要去传扬这个得救的福音。
Which is to proclaim this gospel of salvation.
那对那个是异端啊，这个跟这个真正福音有冲突的，一定要很坚持的去辨明它。
And the attitude towards heresies and doctrines or ideas that are contradictory to the true gospel, the servant must be able to explain.
今天我们在这个社会里面会面临很多很多所谓别的福音的。
In living in this society today, we will be able, face many different versions of the gospel.
很多甚至基督徒对罪的看法都跟圣经不太一样。There
are a lot of Christians, even towards sin, their concept is different from the Bible.
有人把这个罪是归咎于啊，这个就是遗传了，这个就是与生俱来的，没有办法克服的。Some
people feel that certain sins are genetic and you are born with it, and there is nothing that you can do about it.
有些福音说得救的方式啊。
And there is another version that says there are many different ways to be saved, and Jesus Christ is not the only way. We see in the society a lot of people doubt the attribute of God in Jesus Christ.
认为耶稣基督是的没有错，是他是个圣人。
They feel that Jesus Christ was a saint.
但是他不是神。
But he was not God.
哦，但是就好像一般的世人一样。He
was just like any other person in this world.
那也有人再反过来说，耶稣是人，你为什么把他当神拜？And
then other people say that Jesus Christ was a man. Why do you worship him as God?
那有人就说啊，耶稣不是真正的人。And
then some people say Jesus Christ was not really a man.
啊，如果是人，怎么会这样子？Because
if he was a man, how would he act like such?
哦，所以这个最主要是这个。 不管是人性、神性，有很多的福音都一直在冲击着圣经里面所记载的真正的这个道理。And
so regardless of the attribute of God or attributes of man in Jesus Christ, all these things are influencing or impacting the words in the Bible.
今天有很多基督徒也对圣经有不一样的看法。And
there are also many Christians today who have different views on the Bible.
他们认为圣经是人写的。They
feel that the Bible was written by man.
有时代背景。
And it has a setting of society and time.
现在什么时代了，还把这个当真？
So what kind of world and what kind of society do we live in now? Why do we still treat the Bible as truth?
所以有人说把圣经当作参考的。
And so that's why some people say the Bible is only for reference.
不认为说这个是神唯一的话语。
And they do not believe that this is the only words from God.
所以有的人就说，那有些很 很有智慧的这些圣贤先哲，他们所留下的这个话语，应该也是要参考。
And so that's why some people say that there were words left from other people from the old age where they were very wise people. Those are also words that we should reference too.
就把人的一些道理把它提高到跟圣经一样的地位。
And so they have elevated words of men to be equal with the Bible.
那就变圣经就不是唯一的真理了。
And so the Bible is no longer the only source of truth.
那圣经也不见得就是神的话语了。
And the Bible is not necessarily the words of God.
有人就说这个是人写的。
Some people say it's written by man.
所以这些启示也不会是唯一的。
And so that's why these revelations will not be the only ones.
所以今天有很多不同的那个思想在这个社会甚至在基督教界当中一直流传。
There are a lot of these ideas in this world, even among Christianity.
那就更不用说对以后将来永生盼望这个事实。
And so we don't even need to mention about this hope of eternal life in the future.
有很多人不相信有永生这个事。
A lot of people do not believe in eternal life.
因为天国地狱看不见啊，谁相信啊？
Because you cannot see heaven and hell, so who can believe this?
但是人看得到是今生的这个世界。
But what man can see is this world.
所以有些基督徒他们不再强调所谓的将来天国的永生了。
And that's why some Christians no longer emphasize on eternal life.
他认为今生才是实际的。
And they feel that this life, this present life, is what's real.
但是这个跟圣经所讲的道理是不同的。
But that is different from the words in the Bible.
我们从加拉太书里面看到，我们有一个盼望。
From the book of Galatians, we see that we have a hope.
那这个盼望是肉眼看不见的。
And this hope is not something that we can see with our fleshly eyes.
因为如果肉眼看得到，就没有什么价值。
Because if we can see it with our eyes, then it has no value.
主耶稣基督已经升天了，复活的。
The Lord Jesus Christ has already ascended and resurrected into heaven.
所以保罗他现在强调这个真福音，他现在强调他自己本身就是要去负责传扬这个纯正的道。
And so Paul now talks about this true gospel, and he himself was the one that was to preach this true gospel.
我们今天就是这个神的仆人。
Today, Today we are the true servants of God, just like Paul.
你看保罗他自己特别说啊。
Paul says here specifically.
第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
他说他做使徒啊，做神的仆人，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
那表示他这个时候在强调他自己本身的身份。
He was emphasizing his own apostleship.
他蒙神的选召是很特别的。
He, his calling by God was very special.
他不是去做人的使徒。
He was not an apostle of men.
他也不是借着有些人的支持所以成为使徒。
And he was also not an apostle because of people's support.
他是直接由耶稣基督从死里复活的耶稣基督选召他的。
He was called directly by Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead.
那所以你看他，我们就从使徒行传看到保罗他蒙召的那个过程很特殊。
And so we see from the book of Acts, the process of Paul's calling was very special.
那他一直强调耶稣基督从死里复活的。
And he kept on emphasizing the fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
其实，在保罗的那个观念里面，耶稣基督跟父神是合一的。
In the concept of Paul, Jesus Christ was the same as the God the Father.
哦，因为父与神是合一，这个在保罗的观念里面是一直出现。
Because God and the Father are the same, this is the concept that we can see over and over in Paul's writing.
可是他为了要强调主耶稣基督救赎的这个目的啊。
But in order to emphasize the purpose of salvation of Jesus Christ,
就要强调主耶稣基督成为神的儿子这个身份啊，这个用意。
And that's why he emphasized on the status of Jesus Christ being the Son of God.
让我们今天哦，能够去想想。如果没有主耶稣救我们，我们哪一个人有希望
？And so that it enables us today to really think about if it wasn't because of Jesus Christ who saved us, then who then does have hope？
哦，所以他强调主耶稣从死里复活，主耶稣复活，所以我们今天才有盼望。
So that's why he emphasized on the fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and because of that, we have hope.
罗马书的第一章哈。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章的第四节说。
Romans chapter 1 verse 4 says,
按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
According to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, he was declared to be the son of God.
所以主耶稣基督 他从死里复活。
So Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
那保罗他是被主耶稣选召的仆人。
And Paul was called as a servant by the Lord Jesus.
那现在这个仆人呢、啊？他是要讨这个主人喜欢的。
And so now this particular servant, he was to please his master.
所以我们今天，我们也是主耶稣特选，从这个世界里面召出来的人。
And so today we are also called especially by the Lord Jesus from this world.
加太书第一章的第十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
他告诉我们，今天我们是神的仆人。就要有这个态度，就是要讨神的喜欢，不是去讨人的喜欢。
It tells us that as the bond servant of Christ Jesus, our attitude is to please God and not man.
那既然要讨神的喜欢，就要忠心的去传扬这纯正的福音。
And if we are to please God, then we need to faithfully preach this true gospel.
今天如果我们去传那个别人喜欢听的福音呢
？If today we're preaching a gospel that people like to hear,
其实会比较容易的了。
That is actually much easier.
我们今天如果去传福音说。
Today, when we preach the gospel and we say,
信耶稣，你口里相，你口里承认，心里相信就得救了。
As long as you believe in Jesus Christ, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved.
今天如果我们犯罪没有关系，回来教会你就祷告，没事的。
And if you sin, that is okay. As long as you come back to the church and pray, everything is fine.
你就要奉献。你要奉献
，as long as you make offerings，
你就来教会
，and come to the church，
啊，相信耶稣基督
，and believe in Jesus Christ，
永生就是你的了
，then you have eternal life。
所以我们如果也是跟一般人啊传那个被改过的福音呢
？If we also follow what others are preaching, the gospel that's been changed，
我们如果不要强调说你要得救一定要来教会，要来接受这个合法的洗礼。
If we don't emphasize on the fact that in order to be saved, you need to go through this baptism recorded in the Bible.
神非常的体贴，神很了解我们的信心不足。
If God understands that we don't have enough faith.
啊，所以啊，洗礼就不一定要去活水里面。
And so it's not necessary to have baptism in living water.
其他的方式神都可以了解。
Because God will understand in all the other ways that we do.
那这样子传起福音来很简单。
Then if we preach like this, it's actually very easy to preach the gospel.
但是这样就不是基督的仆人。
But then that way we're not bond servant of Christ.
所以我们是传真正福音的仆人。
We are the servant that preaches the true gospel.
我们是讨神的喜欢。
We are pleasing God.
那我们现在整个生命都是跟耶稣基督一起活着了。
And our whole life is alive together with Christ.
我们能够活出真正的一个被改变过的新生命。
And we'll be able to live out this life that's been transformed.
所以我们去传福音的同时。
So when we're preaching the gospel at the same time,
我们本身就是一个美好的见证人。
We ourselves is a wonderful testimony.
所以第二章哦。
That's why in chapter two.
不是，对不起，第四章。
Sorry, chapter four.
第四章。
Chapter four.
第四章的第十二节。
Chapter four, verse 12.
你看这里说，弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。
Verse 12, brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I become like you. You have not injured me at all.
第十三节是说，你们知道我头一次有传福音给你们的时候，是身体有疾病的。
In verse 13, it says, you know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first.
十四节是说，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我。
And in verse 14, it says, and my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me.
那这里就看到保罗本身他自己是一个有好榜样，可以成为众门徒效法的对象。
And so from here, we could see that Paul himself had a very good example to be followed by the believers.
他在传福音的精神上面。
When he was preaching the gospel, his spirit.
你看他在关心弟兄姐妹的这个实际的生活里。
And also, the actions that he showed in caring for the brothers and sisters.
他都可以说你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，这样子。对你们毫无保留。
He was able to say something like, I became like you, and I urge you to become like me.
所以他像一个很有爱心的妈妈说，把他们再重新生下来，让他们非常的成熟。
And that's why he was also able to say, just like a very loving mother, that he needed to give birth to them again and to raise them up to maturity.
所以你看，今天我们在面对教会即将要来到的各种的 灵布道会的工作。
So today, when we are facing the different events that will happen in church,
让我们成为主耶稣基督忠心的仆人。
Let us become a faithful servant of Jesus Christ.
对这个真正的道理、纯正的道理很坚持。
Let us insist on the true words of God, this truth.
像保罗，他即使在身体疾病、他在受逼迫患难的时候，他都努力去传福音。
Just like Paul, even though he was encountering troubles and he had sicknesses in his body, but he was still preaching.
那他的信心，他的作为真的也得到你看神的奖赏。
And his faith and also his action was truly rewarded by God.
就是神的这个道理真的就是被传开，然后教会就被建立。人就可以得救。
Because the words of God was truly preached, and churches were established, and people were saved.
然后这个弟兄姐妹也看到神的作为，这个神迹奇事的那个异能就发生了。
And also the brothers and sisters were able to see the works of God and miracles done by God.
所以当我们把这个福音传出去，一定会看到神相对的作为出现。
So when we preach out this gospel, then we will see the works of God.
那个神。主耶稣基督用这个神迹奇事异能来印证所传的真福音。
The Lord Jesus Christ used miracles and signs to prove the gospel that's preached.
那这样子我们就会觉得很满足。
And so, in this way, we will be satisfied.
我们在做工的时候，我们就看到啊，原来你看神借着我们这个好像很卑微的器皿，但是竟然能够成就这个我们看起来是不可能的事情。
And we will see that God is able to use us lowly vessels to accomplish something that's seemingly impossible.
让我们一起来成为主耶稣基督这个忠心的仆人。
Let us all become faithful servants of Jesus Christ.
利用我们能够有的机会来传扬这真正的福音。
And use the opportunities that we have to preach this true gospel.
让我们过一个顺服圣灵的生活。
Let us live a life that is according to the Spirit.
我们将来必可以收永生。
And in the future, for sure, we will reap eternal life.
因为圣经所写的这个道理必然实现。
Because the truth and the words that's written in the Bible will surely come to pass.
又最后来看六章的第八节。
Let's finally turn to chapter 6, verse 8.
第八节说，顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲受败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵受永生。
Verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
第七节是说，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And verse 7 tells us, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
第九节说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到的时候就要收成了。
And in verse 9 it tells us, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap.
真正的善事就是把这个福音，真正的得救的福音传给众人。
The true good deeds is to really preach this true gospel to all the people.
让我们都不灰心的，一直勇往直前的去传扬这真诚的福音。
So let us not grow weary, while continue to preach this true gospel to the world.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
511首。
510.
511首。
510. Oh, 5:11.